Today, Shir is a Masech, the Yevamos on Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis with the beginning of the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Begins the Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda said, V'amri lo b'masnisa tana, and some say that it was taught in a brisa, B'rishayna, in the beginning, hayu kaisvin get miyun. They would write a get for a miyun. The Shilta Gibbon brings down from the Smug that this get is not like a get concerning a regular Ashes Ish. It would not have any of the halachas of writing a regular get or the Mesiris HaGet, giving the get over to the woman. But rather, this was a get for a Raya, a proof that a Miyun had taken place. And what did it say in that original version of the get Miyun? It said three lishonos, three different expressions of her refusal to stay married to him. First, it said, loira inabe, I do not want him. Second, it said, veloitzavina be, I do not desire him. And finally, it said, velesa no baya lisnasba le, I do not want to stay married to him any longer. But kiven de chazu, the nafish dibur, when Chazal saw that this was too wordy of a document, it had too many words in it, Amri, they said, as we turn to Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, Osi lichlufe begito, that people are going to get confused with a regular get. And here we have a fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosis on the one side and the Ritva on the other. Rashi and Tosis learn that we are afraid that a soifer who is a boor, an Amo Oretz, will use the language of a get mian for a regular get. And although this language works for a get mian, which is only laraya, it would not work for a get krisis, a regular get which has to show the severing of the ties between the husband and the wife, where she is a full-fledged eshazish. She's not a ktana. So therefore, Chazal, in order that there should not be this confusion, they are going to modify the text of the get mian so that people will not confuse it with a regular get. The Ritva learns that people would make the mistake and think that the get miyun, in fact, was a regular get. That is the mistake that's going to be made. And therefore, after she has been memayin her former husband, who retroactively through the miyun is no longer or never was her husband, because miyun is oiker the whole kedushin l'mafreya, they would say that she has a get, and therefore her former husband would not be allowed to marry her sister. He would be oivre nachos grushasei. And if kedusha was made with the sister, people would say that it's not a good kedushin. There's an isser involved, and therefore she is really an ashes ish, because the miyun was not a get, and she's not a chayis grushasei, and people will think that she's a chayis grushasei. So because of that, they changed the lashon, whether it's Rashi and Tosfos pshat, or whether it's the Ritva's pshat, they modified the lashon of the get miyun so that people would not confuse it with a regular get. As the Gemara continues, tekino hachi, they established the text of the get miyun as follows, b'yoyim ploini, on that certain date, miyana ploinis bas ploini, the woman, the girl, the young girl, the daughter of so-and-so, she was memayin ba'anpona in front of us. And this clearly is a lashon of a raya. No one would think that this is a get with a chalos get, that these words are making a krisis between the man and the woman. It's certainly just a proof that a miyun took place, and therefore, whether it's Rashi and Tosfos pshat, or whether it's the Ritva's pshat, nobody will confuse it with a regular get. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brice, Ezeu miyun. What is a lashon of miyun amra if she said ef she beplani bali? I do not want that person, my husband, or she says ef she bekedushin she kedushuni imi v'achi. I don't want the kedushin that my mother and my brother made for me. That is the lashon of miyun. And now the Gemara says a series of chidushim in what the lashon of miyun could be. Yes, there alkenam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said even a greater chiddush of what constitutes miyun afil yeshevus ba'piryon. Even if she is sitting in the bridal canopy, this was a covered couch that was lifted in the air. Vahilechas, and she's going mibeis avia lebeis bala, from her father's house to her husband's house. Va'amren, she said efshi beplani bali, and she was telling people along the way, I do not want to be married to my husband, zehu miyun. This constitutes miyun. And the chiddush here, the yeser al kain, is that although she is doing a maisa, she is being carried from her father's house to her husband's house, and if she in fact does not want to remain married to him, as Rashi points out, she should just get off the canopy and go away. So her action would indicate against what her words say. They would seem to nullify her words. It would seem that she is happy to be going to her husband's house, but the Meiri tells us, we say that really she doesn't want to be going, but she's just embarrassed in front of her family, in front of friends, that she is going away from her husband, and therefore she goes along with the ride in the canopy. But the main thing that we have to focus on are her words. And her words say that she does not want to remain married to him. And this is the chiddush, yeser al kain Rabbi Yehuda, that this also constitutes miyun. A further chiddush, yeser al kain Rabbi Yehuda, afilu hayu archim mesumim beis bala, even if there were guests who were sitting around in the husband, in her husband's house, vehiyoy medes, and she is standing umashkalein, and she is giving them to drink, va'amru lahem, and she said to them, ef she beplani bali, I do not want to remain married to my husband, harei hu miyun, this also constitutes miyun. And what is the chiddush over here, even though it's not being said in front of Beis Din? It's being said in front of friends, and these are close friends who won't reveal this to the public, what she said, to protect their friend, the husband. Still, this is considered as if she is publicizing that she no longer wants to remain married to him, that she's saying an expression of miyun. And this also is miyun. Yes, sir, okay, a further chiddush amr, and the Bachus Gairus, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, he takes out the words Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, afilu shigra bal etzel chenveni, even if her husband sent her to a storekeeper, lohavi loy chefetz mishaloi, not that she should pick up something for herself, but he sends her out to fetch something for himself, va'omren, she told the storekeeper, Yefshi beplani bali, even though she's only telling one person, ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh, there is no expression of miyun greater than this. This too constitutes miyun. As Rashi points out, we would think that perhaps she really doesn't mean what she's saying, and she just said it as the case was, lahavi loy chefetz mishaloi. She's upset that she was sent by her husband, that she has to pick up something not for herself, but only for him. And in anger, she says, I don't want ploini bali, but she really doesn't mean it. And she's only saying it in front of one person, not in front of Beis Din. Afal pikein, we say that it is miyun. And the Meiri points out, we don't say, in the case of the Orchin, in the case before, the Meiri points out that since she's being Meshamesh as the Orchin, that Maisa itself would indicate a stira to her words, because after all, she's doing something for her husband by taking care of his friends, and she really doesn't mean to say words of Meiri. And we say no, that she means the miyun, and she's only serving the friends out of pressure. So again, we don't say her action speaks louder than words. Here we say, fakir, that the ikar we have to focus on are the words. That's the Chiddush, Yeser al Kain, in the case of her serving the Orchem. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chanina ben Antignus Oimer. It said in our Mishnah that Rab Chanina ben Antignus said, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kol Tinoike She'eni Yuchal Lishmar Kedusheo, Eino Tzricha L'mayim. Any small girl, young child, that is not able to watch her ring or whatever was given to her for Kedushin, her Shtar Kedushin, she's not able to take care of it, she'll lose it. She is not old enough to be considered Mikudeshes. And she doesn't have to be Mamayin because her relationship was nothing. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, said Rav Yehuda, name of Shmuel, Halacha Rab Chanina ben Antignus. The halacha is like Rab Chanina ben Antignus. Tana, we learned, Ketana Shloi Miyana, Aktana, who was not Memayain, she didn't say words to the effect that she is refusing to stay with her husband. V'omdav v'nisas, and she got up and she married. She did an action. The question is this nonverbal act, does that itself constitute Miyan? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amr, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Nisu Eho Hein Hein Miyunel, that the act itself of getting married to someone else, that itself is speaking loud and clear that she doesn't want to stay with her husband whom her mother and brother have married her off to. Iboy Ludim Neshiv had a question, Niskacha Maho, what happens if she did not get married to somebody else, but she only made Kedushin with somebody else, does that also constitute an act which is equivalent to saying divrei miyan, words of miyan? Toshma coming here, we learned ketana shloi miyan aktana, that did not express words of miyan. Va'omden, she got up in niskacha and she made kedushin with someone else. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Kiddusheha Hein Hein Miyun. Now, you do not require Nisuin to be considered Miyun, but the Kiddushin itself, without her saying anything, that is words, constitutes equivalent to words of Miyun. Iboy Eludim Neishiva had now four different questions. Number one, Pligi Rabbanon led to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Loi. Do the Rabbanon argue against Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and they hold that you have to say words of Miyan and an act is not enough? Second question. Imtim Tzulamer Pligi, if you're going to say that they argue against Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Bekidushin Oyefel ben Asun, do they argue where she makes Kedushin, that does not constitute Miyan? Not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, Oyefel ben Asun, or even if she does such a dramatic act as getting married to someone else, not just Kedushin, they also disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and they hold that that does not constitute Miyan. Or is it only Kedushin that does not constitute Miyan? Third question. Ve'im Tim Solomon, if you're going to say Pligi, that they argue a Philip in Nisuin, even in a great act of Nisuin, that also does not constitute Miyan. Halacha Kemoisoi, Oyein Halacha Kemoisoi. Is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that a nonverbal act constitutes words of Miyan? It's equivalent to words of Miyan. Is the halacha like him? Oyein halacha kamaisa. V'imtim tzolamer. Fourth and final question. If you're going to say halacha kamaisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that a nonverbal act can constitute as equivalent to words of Miyan, Binisuin, do I say that that's only if she does a great act of getting actually married to someone else, that that's equivalent to Miyan? Or Yafilub Kedushin, or is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, even if she only does an act of Kedushin, that itself is enough to be considered word of Miyan? Says the Gemara, Tashmar, coming here, I will answer all of your questions. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Halacha mechlal de pligi. By saying that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, this indicates that there is a machlokes. And as Tosfos points out in Divrei Maskil Toshma, the third Tosfos on the Amud, va'akula koi bein hakedushin bein hanisuin mechlal de rabbanan pligi ele afilu ben nisuin. When Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, he was saying the halacha is across the board, both by Kedushin and by Nisun. So we have answered all questions, all four questions. Number one, we see the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Number two, we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the halacha is like him in both cases, Kedushin and Nisun, because we're making a blanket statement. Number three, we can deduce from this, Mechlal de Pligi, that the Rabbanan are arguing. And on what are the Rabbanan arguing? Just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the halacha is like him in both cases. When the Rabbanan are arguing, Taisa says they're arguing on both cases, and the halacha is not like them. But the Gemara says, even though you've proven that the halacha is, that an act, whether it's Nisun or Kedushin, is tantamount to words of Miyun, Vakati Tiboy Loch, you could still have a question. What was her status with her first husband? Where does a nonverbal act constitute words of Miyun? Is it only if she was Mekudeshes to her first husband? Or does it constitute words of Miyun, it's equivalent to words of Miyun, even if she was married to her first husband, the Suwan? Tashima coming here from a story. Dekalsei Davdon, there was a man, Avadon, and his daughters-in-law, Imrod, they were Ktanos, and they rebelled. They refused intimate relations with their husbands. Shadar Rebbe Zugid Rabbanan Lemiv Dekinu. So Rebbe sent a pair of Rabbanan to investigate, as Rashi says, whether they're still in a act of merida against their husbands. And as this pair of Talmidei Chacham was coming to investigate, Amrilu Nashi, there were other women who said to these Ktanos, Chazu Si Gavraichu Dekasi, your husbands are coming. Amri Luhudik Tano said to these other women, Nehevu Gevreich Ditchu, let it be that they should be your husbands. Omar Rebbe, when Rebbe heard about this, Rebbe said, Ein Luchamim Gadol Mizeh, there is no greater words of Miyun than this. This constitutes Miyun. Even though they did not say beferish, we do not want to stay married to our husbands. They just said they should be your husbands. That constitutes Miyun. So from here, the Gemara learns out that a non-verbal, a clear non-verbal statement, I do not want to be married to him any longer, even if you don't have that, it's considered a Miyun. And what's the case here? My lav continues the Gemara, to have a nesiva. And as the Oracle there explains, since the other women referred to the pair of Talmidei Chacham thinking that these are the husbands of these young girls, they called the men Gavraichu. Gavraichu is your baal, your husband. So, l'chayra, this would indicate that they were married. And yet, a non-clear statement is still called Miyun, even if their relationship to their husband was one of Nisuin, not just Kedushin. So Oy Bazoi, in the case of when they get married or Mekudeshes to another man, that would help even to be Oiker the Nisuin of the first husband. Not just the Kedushin, but even the Nisuin. That's the Raya that the Gemara wants to bring, and the Gemara says, no, Loi, even though they were called Gavraicho by the other women, the Havimakachi Kedushe, they were really not married. Maybe a more correct word, as the Oracle there points out, would have been Arusaihu, your Arusos, your husbands who have just made Kedushin with you and not Nisuin. But it's no proof. They were not specific and clear in how they described their Arusos. And really, they were just Kedushin. There's no proof from the story. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, v'afilu b'nisuin dekama, the halacha remains like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that a non-verbal act like Kedushin or Nisuin will be oiker the former relationship, will serve as if words of min were said, and not only will it nullify kiddushin that were made with the first husband, va'afilu b'nisuin dekama, even if the relationship with the first husband was nisuin, it will also be oker the nisuin. What we could point out that when they said the words Amri Lahu Nehevi Givraichu Dithul, we wish that they were your husbands, let them be your husbands, perhaps they realized that this was not their husbands, and they weren't saying an act of words of mean at all. They were simply saying, let them be your husbands, they're not our husbands. They were saying, in other words, these aren't our husbands. They recognized what the other women did not recognize, that these were not their husbands. And yet we considered words of mien. So certainly, if she gets married to someone else, nesuin to someone else, or even kedushin, that l'chayra kavachaymer would constitute words of mien. If these words, which could really be explained with another explanation, and yet Rebbe said, Ein lecha min gadol mizeh, so certainly it's a good proof to where she gets married to someone else. In fact, there is a girsa in the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Miri, who have a different girsa and say, Halavai she'elu balein. Oh, we wish that these were in fact our husbands. And in other words, according to them, the case was that the other women made a mistake and thought that these were the husbands. The Ketanos realized that these were not their husbands. They saw that they were great Talmid Chacham and men of stature, and they said, we wish that they were our husbands. And there's a very fundamental machlokas here in the different girsos, because according to the girsa, we could say that our girsa doesn't hold of the other girsa, because our girsa holds that you have to say something negative. You have to say, they should be your husbands. In other words, these men who are husbands, they should be yours. They're saying at least something negative. But just to desire to be want to be married to great Talmidei Chachamim, perhaps according to our Girsa and our Gemara, this would not constitute words of mien. However, according to the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Miri, even the desire to be married to someone else is a terrific chiddush here, that also would constitute words of miyun, even though they're not saying anything negative against their own husbands. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, we go back to the Mishnah to explain the words of the Mishnah, and in the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, ein ma'aseh ketanah klum, a act of a ketanah is nothing, ela kemefutah, it's like someone who was seduced to get married. And therefore, since the kiddushin of a ketana are not considered valid, bas yisrael a koyin loytachal b'truma. A bas yisrael who's a ketana who got married to a koyin, and she's underage, she does not get the privilege of eating truma because she's not considered married to the koyin. And likewise, bas koyin liyisrael, continues the Mishnah, a bas koyin who got married to yisrael, who normally would lose her right to eat truma from her father's house, since she's not considered married to the Yisrael, Dalach is Teichel B'Trumah, she will eat Trumah. And now the Gemara is going to explain the Shita of Rav Eliezer. The Girsa here is not Rav Elazar, but the Girsa is Rav Eliezer. I reviewed all the opinions of the Chachamim. I did not find Adam Shehishvah Midoisav, a person who was consistent in his views, Biktana, concerning the marriage of a Ketana to Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer. She'asa Rabbi Eliezer Kimetayelasim Abichotzer. Rabbi Eliezer made the relationship between the Ketana and her husband like the two of them are walking in the garden, in the chotzer, voimedes mecheikoi, and she comes up, stands up from his bosom. She has relations with him. And because she is tamei, v'toivelis, v'ichelis, betrumal erev, she goes to the mikveh, because someone who's in tumah, and she has tumah because of tashmish, as Rashi explains, And the halacha is she has to go to the mikveh, and then she can eat truma at night. But his point is that she is not considered min haTorah, married to her husband at all, and therefore, if she's a bas koyin, she's not going to lose out by the fact that she married a Yisrael. She's tameh, she has to go to the mikveh, and then she can eat truma. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar said, Ein ma'asek tana klum. The act of a ktana is meaningless. The Ein Bala and her husband is not zakoy, is not zocha, loy b'metziyasa, in a metziyah that she finds, as opposed to a regular marriage where he is zocha in the metziyah, v'loy b'masiyadeh, not what she produces, v'loy b'afors nidoreh, he doesn't have a din of a husband to nullify her vows, ve'enoy yorsha, he does not inherit her if she dies, ve'en metamel, and if he's a koyen, he cannot be metamet to her, klol yishol dover. The rule is, she is not his wife concerning anything. And that's why we learned before that his views are very consistent. Because Rabbi Eliezer says she's not married to him, and he doesn't get any rights of hers, and she doesn't lose anything if she's a bas koyin and she's married to this Yisrael, she is not legally considered married, and therefore she doesn't lose eating truma. The only thing is that in this case where her mother and brother married her off, Elisha Trichamiyan, she doesn't have halachically any status of a wife for all dinim, but she needs meat. However, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, and that's the halacha we find in the Rambam. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Baal is zakoy b'metziyasa. The Baal is zakoy in her metziyah, as Rashi explains, because the Rabbanan did this. Hefker bezen hefker. The Rabbanan have a koyach to be makne her money to her husband in the case where her brother and mother married her. U'b'masiyadeh, and he zoche in what she produces. Uba force of the re, he could be made for her in the dorm. Viyarsha, and he inherits her. Umetamala, and he could be metama. And here, Rashi explains how, in fact, can he be metama if he's a koyin, since Midaraisa, she is not considered married to him. She's not his wife. If so, what heter does the koyin have to metama this woman who's not minatoya considered his wife? The answer, Rashi says, is that since all her money is given over, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to her husband, therefore she has no money, and therefore no one's going to want to bury her. They're not sure they're going to get paid for their services. She has a din of a meis mitzvah, says Rashi. And the meis mitzvah, the koyin could be metame to her. Chloli shel dover, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the rule is, harei hi keishto l'chol dover. She is considered his wife for everything. Ella, she yoytzea b'miyun, except that the Chachamim made a special takana that you don't need a get, and rather, in this case, you go out with miyun. Amar Rabbi, said Rabbi, nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I hold that Rabbi Elazar makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Rabbi Elazar, hishra midos of biktana. As we said before, Rabbi Elazar is consistent. She's not his wife at all, concerning all dinim in the Torah. The only thing is, she needs miyun. She doesn't need a get. She's not legally considered his wife at all. Rabbi Yeshua cholak. Rabbi Yeshua made divisions. My cholak. The Gemara asks, how do you see where that Rabbi Yeshua made a division and is not consistent? Answers the Gemara, e ishtahi tiboye get. If you're saying that he inherits her and he's matam and he's made for nedarer and he gets her masiyadayim, etc., all these dinim, so why don't you go all the way? Why didn't the Rabbanan require to get a get? Why is mean sufficient? If she's considered legally married to him, then she, in fact, should require a get. So the Gemara says, I'll show you an inconsistency in Rabbi Elazar also. L'Rabbi Elazar nami ilav ishtahi. If you're telling me that we were consistent, and Rabbi Elazar, she's not legally considered his wife in any shape or form. So miyunami loytaboy elabchdin tapok. So why did the rabbanim? Why were they misakin miyun? She should go out without anything. She doesn't need a get. She doesn't need miyun. She's not married to him at all. So there's also an inconsistency in the words of Rabbi Eliezer. They're both inconsistent. But I believe that the Paiskim say that Lamaisa we Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, as the Rambam does. Continues the Gemara explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, and the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kola kovashim in a ish, any holding back that comes from the man, Ki'ilu Yishtoi, then this Tana is considered his wife. Kola kovashim in a ish, any holding back that is not on the part of the man, Ki'ilu ein Yishtoi, it's as if she is not his wife. Exactly what these words mean, the Gemara will now explain. Hei chidom Yaakov ishim in a ish. Where is there a restraining that comes on the part of the man? And va'kovish einim anish. And what restraining is there that is not from the man? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Tavuli nasi, if people came to her and said, why don't you marry another person? Va'amrinj, and this ketana responded, no, I will not. Why? Because machmas plani bali, because I'm married to someone else. That's a restraining that comes from her realization that she is married to the man, and therefore she is considered midrabbanan married to him because she hasn't made miyun. By saying that she can't marry anybody else because she has a husband, that indicates that she has not yet been mamayin. And if she wants to be mamayin in the future, she's going to have to use words of miyun. However, if she responds to this suggestion that she should marry somebody else by saying, machnas ben yadam sheinam muganim loy, because of people that are not proper, you know, she doesn't like the shidduch. Really, she would marry this other person, but she doesn't like the shidduch. Zui yakov sheinam anish. This is a restraining that comes not from her husband, and these words are considered like words of miyun. This is the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Rishonim here have various pshatim, Ayin and Tosfos here, the last Tosfos on the Yom that learns a different pshat, but we have given over the simple pshat in the Gemara. Abaye bar Oven, Rabbi Chanina bar Oven, the Amit Ravaya, they both said, you know what the pshat in Akava from the Ish, or non-Akava from the Ish, it means as follows. Nosen laget, if he gave her a get, Zui Akava Shehi Mino Ish. So that means that they both considered themselves married to each other. And he's the one who's acting to break the marriage through a get. So then she's considered divorced from him. Since she did not make miyan, so she's considered nesua, and now she's considered a grusha. And therefore, she has a din, midrabbanon. Although midraisa, she was never married to him. Midrabbanon, she was married to him. There was a get. And therefore, vahu asur b'krov v'sel. He is prohibited in her krovim, vahi asur b'krov v'sel. And she is now prohibited in his krovim. Upasul menakona. And she's a grusha. And therefore, she'll be possible for marrying a kohen. But me and a boy, if she said words of me unto him, Zu Yaakov Sheinim Anish. So then, when they were together, it was not a result of being married. She didn't consider herself married and then requiring a get, but rather she gave words of mean. And mean is Oikr the Kedushin Lamafreya, and therefore it's considered legally she was never married to him to begin with. Therefore, Vahu Mutter B'Krov V'Sel, he is Mutter in her Kroivim, and Vehi, and she is permitted, Muteris B'Kroivov, in his Kroivim. And she doesn't have a din of Grusha L'Gabi HaKoyin V'Lei Postum and Akuna. The Gemara asks the question, if that's the pshat in the earlier Mishnah that we learned on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, so basically you're telling me a difference whether their relationship ends through Miyun or whether the relationship ends through Gerishin. Haktanei L'Kamon, we learned that in a few lines. In the next Mishnah, we learned that exact difference. Hamamanis Be'ish, if she refuses him, Hu Mutter B'Krov V'Sel, V'Hi Muteris B'Krovov, V'Loi Pasum Nakona. However, if it's the opposite, if Nasan L'Get, if he gave her a get, then Hu Asur B'Krov V'Sel, then he is usher in her krivim. He has server krivim. She's usher in his krivim. Upasam nakuna. So why was it necessary for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov to say the identical thing that we're going to learn in the next Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Perusha kamefaresh.
that Ein Hachanami, the following Mishnah, is explaining the last part of the previous Mishnah. They're saying one and the same thing, and the following Mishnah is actually explaining what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said at the end of the last Mishnah. And let's see what that explanation is in the next Mishnah. Hamimaenes be'ish. If she refuses him, who muter b'kroivaseav, he muteres b'kroivav, v'loi pasum v'nakuna. Nasan lo get, but if he gave her a get, who asu b'kroivaseav, he asu b'kroivav, upasla min hakuhuna. And Rashi says that even though she's a ketana, she has halacha like any other grusha, and therefore she is usher in her krive, in his krivim, and she will, midrabbanan, be considered a grusha to be pasum v'nakuna. Now says the Mishnah, Nasan lo get v'chzira. What happens if he was married to this ketana? He gave her a get, then he took her back. She had not yet married anybody else. He took her back, and then she's still a ketana, me and a boy. She was mine in him. And then v'nisas lacha, she married somebody else. And then v'nis armon is garsha. And then the second husband, she was either a widow from him, he died, or he divorced her, the din is, muteris lacha loy. She can go back to her first husband, even though there's a halacha of machzor grushas mishanisas. Once she gets married to somebody else, the first husband is not allowed to, who divorced her, is not allowed to take her back. But since their relationship did not end with a get, the first husband, it ended with a miyun. So miyun is oiker, the whole relationship from the beginning. It's not considered from day one that he was married and then he divorced and then married again and then there was a miyun. But the miyun makes it retroactively that from the beginning of their whole relationship, they were never together. And therefore, when her second husband dies or divorces her, the first husband is not considered as ever having been her husband, and therefore there's no issur of master grushasai, mishan nisas. But what happens if miyana boy, she broke the first relationship through miyun, then vizir, he took her back, and then get, he gave her a get. So the final way that the relationship ended was through a get, and then v'nisalach, she married somebody else, v'nisalach, and then he died or he divorced her. The halacha is, since their final relationship ended in a get, asur lachsuloi, she cannot go back to her first husband, because this will remain midrabanan, a gerushin, a machzor grushasa, a mishan nisas, because that's how their relationship ended. And the Gemara says on Kuf Chesamid Bey, Zehaklal, as Rashi explains, afilapomim harbe, even if this procedure happened many times, get miyun, back and forth, get, the bottom line is as follows. Get, achar miyun, asur lachsuloi. If the last breakup of their relationship was through a get, even if it happened after miyun, she's considered married to the first husband and divorced, and if she gets married to somebody else and this arman is gosh from the second one, it is usur to go back to the first one because of machzor grushasa mishanisloi. However, if miyun achar get, muteres lachsuloi, if the end of the relationship finally was through miyun, that last mean is considered that it breaks up all the relationships from before, and from day one she was never married to him, and therefore there will not be an isser for her to go back to her first husband once she gets married and divorced or an amana from her second husband. The next part of this Mishnah in the Mishnayis is considered a separate Mishnah, and the Girsa in the Mishnayis is the same as the Girsa's Harif, and we will learn our Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara based on this Girsa Harif, which the Mesaris Hashas brings down, and the Bach tells us to be garbus in our Gemara. Hamemaenes be'ish, if she's going to have your five husbands in this case. She was first memain in her husband, number one, Venisis Laacha, then she got married to husband number two, Vigirsha, and he divorced her. And then Laacha, she got married to husband number three, Umi and a boy. To him, she refused him. And then Laacha, she got married to husband number four, Vigirsha, and he divorced her. And then says the Rif and the Bach and the Masaris Hashas that were Goyres, Laacha, Umi and a boy. Her final stopping of the marriage with husband number five was through miyun. Zehaklal kol she yotzem and a beget asur lachzor loy. So husband number two and number four, who she went out from with a get, she cannot go back to him. But the miyun, husband one, three and five, where the relationship ended through me, and Mutaris Achsolo, she's allowed to go back to him. And the Gemara immediately will ask a contradiction between the two halves of the Mishnah, or the way it's in Mishnayis, between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, because they're actually contradictory one to another. As the Gemara begins, Alma Asimiyun Mevatel Get, from the case of where she got married, and then a divorce, and then she got married to him again, and then a Miyun, then she got married to somebody else, and that second husband divorced her, or he died. The halacha is, it said in the first part of our Mishnah, she's mutter to the first husband, because how did their relationship end with the first husband? Through Miyun. So that was oikur to Kedushin right from day one. She was never considered married to him, and therefore there's no Isser of Machzer Rishas Mishanisas. Alma, what do we see? Osi Miyun Mevatel Get. That a Miyun will come along and be Mevatel to Get. Viriminu, I'll ask you a question from the second half, the end of the Mishnah. Hamamanis Be'ish. Venisas lacher vigirsha, lacher aminaboy, lacher vigirsha. And as the Bach brings down from the Riff, lacher uminaboy. So we have 1, 3, and 5 husbands ended in miyun. Number 2 and number 4 husbands ended in a get, zehaklal. Kol shiyotza amena beget, whoever she went out with a get, asur lachsloy, she can't go back to him. The miyun, whoever she left with miyun, muteras lachsloy, she's allowed to go back to him. Alma, what do we see? We see that the miyun of a friend is not mevatel the get of the other one. In other words, why don't we say that a husband 3, for example, who did where she did miyun, that should be mevatel the get of husband number 2. And just like by one husband, her miyun dissolves the Kedushin L'mafrei, and they were never considered married, even though originally had given her a get, but since it ended in miyun, that's oikur, the first marriage and the get, and therefore there's no problem of Masru Shas Mishanisas. Why don't we say the same thing when it's 2 people? Husband number 3, his miyun that he received should be mevatel the Kedushin of all the husbands L'mafrei, and she should not be considered married to husband number 2. So, Alma loyasim miyun de chavri obat legitul de day. So it's a stira. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, tavra. You're right, it's a stira. Or, as the Taisink Subist of Ayin Hei Amid Beis brings down, as the Messiah Shashas and Ois Beis tells us in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the word tavra is a loshen shvua. I swear that Misha Shanazu, Loi Shanazu, and in the Mishnayos it fits in better because it's actually 2 Mishnayos. So the first Mishnah was said by a different Tana than the second Mishnah. The first Tana held that Miyun is Oikur, the Kedushin from day one, and the second Tana holds no. Miyun is only Oikur from the last get. But the last get was in effect, and therefore she cannot go back to those husbands who gave her a get. Amar Rava, and the Bach has Amar Rava, Umay Kusha, what's the difficult? Why do you say it's a contradiction? V'dilma miyun de day mevatel get the day, but miyun de chavri, lo mevatel get the day. Maybe there's a difference between himself or his friend. He, if their relationship ended in miyun, that's mevatel to get. But his friend's marriage that ended in miyun is not mevatel his get. Maybe there is such a chilik. The Gemara said, Maishno, what's the difference? As there's a story told Rav Boruch Ber Leibowitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that somebody told him a chilek, and he said, you know, Farfel and Lakshin are different, but on both of them you make a bar minimum zaynus. So the Gemara is asking the same question here. Your chilek is no chilek, maishno. Just because one is a friend and one is himself, it's a difference, but does that halachically make a difference? What's the logic? Why the miyun of the friend is not mevatel to get his get? As the Bach puts in, the idi de makaris remizosav vikritzosav, that since she recognizes his gestures and his lip movements, so we are afraid that Ozul Mishabish, he's going to try to persuade Umaisila, and he's going to cause her to return. So that is the reason why the miyun of a friend is not effective. The miyun that she did to the other husband, husband number 3, is not effective because we're worried after he divorced her, he made certain gestures to her, which she understood that he wants her to remarry him again. And what she did is she made me into the third husband. So that's why we say, even if you're going to make me into the third husband, you can't go back to the second husband because you're considered as being divorced from him. And there'll be a problem of machzor grushasoi. So is that the svara? Why the miyun on husband three does not change the get status of husband two? The same svara applies by himself. Miyun didei nami lo levatul gitadei. The mean she does to her husband should not be mevatel the get that he gave her. And then if she married somebody else on this almanah and this garsha, it should be considered a case of machzor grushas mishanisas. The miyun of the first husband should not be oikar the get of the first husband, and he should subsequently be usher. Why? Because you have the same logic. The ivy, the makeres beremizosav ukaritzosav, since she recognizes his gestures and his lip movements, azul mishabish maisla. So he will make signals to her that he wants her to come back, and she will make a he will affect that she'll make miyun to the next husband, and we're afraid of that, and that's why we say that even if you're going to make miyun, you're going to be not able to go back to your first husband because the get will be considered a get. Why, by a friend, are we worried? And by himself, we're not worried. And we say that the miyun at the end of their marriage is oiker lemafrei, and the get is not considered a get. So the Gemara answers the big difference. There is, in fact, a difference between himself and the husband number three in that case. Hakvar shivsha v'loy debach putzin v'loy yishtapsha. As Rashi explains, in the case of a friend's miyun, so there we're afraid that since her relationship with her previous husband ended with a get, so she may well have had affection for him. She was not mamayin him. It was he who severed the relationship through a get with her. And now he changed his mind and he wants her back. So he'll make trouble in the second marriage. We don't want that to happen. So we say that once he gives her a get and she marries somebody else, she cannot go back to him. The get is considered a good get. However, when it's himself, first he gave her a get, then he did miyun, but the end of their relationship was through miyun. So she refused him. When she refused him, we don't have to worry that he's going to try to be mephiaser, because he tried that already. It didn't work. There, we don't have to worry about it. And in Mela, we don't have to say that the get is a good get. We can say that the mean was oikul mafreya, and therefore, if in fact she got married to the second husband and he died, or he divorced her, then she could go back to her first husband. We're not worried that the husband will interfere in the second marriage.
Continues the Gemara, Ela I kasha, the chavri kasha. We have shown that there is no stira between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah concerning him giving a get and then receiving miyun versus him giving a get and she giving miyun to another one, to another husband. That we answered. There is no stira. You know when there will be a stira between the first part of the Mishnah and the second? When it involves two husbands. There we will find a stira between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end. Because we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, on Amud Aleph, we learned, Miyana boy, if she refused him, Vechzira, and he took her back. And then Nasan la get, they ended their relationship with a get. And then Venisis la'achir, she got married to someone else. And then Venis Armala, Oynes Garsha, he died, or the second husband divorced her. The halacha is asura lachzor loy. She's usher to go back to her first husband because their relationship ended with a divorce, and there will be an isser of machzor grushos or mishanissas. But we can make a deduction, says the Gemara. Time in this armlo and this garsha. The reason she cannot go back to her first husband is because she got divorced, or she became an almana from the second one. Ha miyano. But let's say she had done miyun as a ktana to her second husband, then the halacha would be muteras lachzolei, as Rashi says, larishon. Then she would be able to go back to her first husband. Alma says, Gemara, what do we see? Asi miyun de chavre umavatal gita de day. So from the first part of the Mishnah, we see that if there would have been a case of miyun by the second husband, that would have been mevatel the get of the first husband. And we would say that retroactively, through the miyun to the second, there was never any nesuin or gerushin to the first. That's what we deduced from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Gemara now is going to say, from the end of the Mishnah, we see the opposite. The Achroinim grapple here with a question that I had when I was learning the sugya, and that is, what's the raya from the reisha of the Mishnah to that fact? Because it could be the reisha of the Mishnah, even though a miyun is not mevatel get, the reason she could go back and marry her first husband is because she wasn't married to the second husband. The halacha of machzor gushasoi is mishenisas, when she got married to the second husband. But if she made miyun to the second husband, it comes out that she was never married for sure to the second husband. She could have been considered married to the first husband with a get, but he can take her back because she was living out of marriage based on miyun. She was retroactively not married ever to the second one. That's why the first one can take her back. So how does the Gemara deduce from here that the reason is because the second miyun is mevatel the first relationship, the nesuin and the gittin of the first one? Maybe it's not mevatel, and the reason he could take her back is because she was never married to the second one. This is a question that Achronim grapple with. But our Gemara believes that the pshat is because the miyun of the friend is mevatel the get, and that's why the first husband could take her back. Vermini, I'll ask you a question from the end of the Mishnah. Hamema enes be'ish. If she was memayin in her first husband, this was the case of the five husbands that we had here on Amud Beis. If she was memayin in the first one, v'nisis la'achar, and she got married to another one, v'girsha, and she got married to a third, la'achar, umiyana boy. And as we had from the Bach and the Girsas Harif, and the way we have it in Mishnayis, that she got married to a fourth one, and there was a get. And she got married to a fifth one, and there was a miyun, and the Mishnah said a klal, zeha klal, kol she yotza mimenu beget, asur la'achar loy. Husbands number 2 and 4 that she went out with a get, she cannot go back to them. And husbands 1, 3, and 5, who she went out with b'miyun, muteras la'achar loy, she's allowed to go back to him. Alma, what do we see from there? Here we see that the miyun, let's say, of husband number 3, is not mevatel retroactively the get of husband number 2, and husband number 2 still has an isser of taking her back, of machzor gushasoi. So, l'chayr, we have a stira from the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we saw that a miyun is mevatel a get, and that's why he can remarry his grusha. And in the end of the Mishnah, we saw that a miyun is not mevatel a get. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said, Tavra, this in fact is a stira, and Misha Shanazu, like Shanazu, there's two different Tanoim. In fact, in the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, it's two different Mishnahs, and the Mishnah, the Tan of the first Mishnah is not the same as the Tan of the second Mishnah. Whoever learned the first Mishnah did not agree with what was learned in the second Mishnah, and we brought before that Rabbeinu Chananel says the Pshat and Tavra is a Shvua. I swear that it's two different Tanoim. Ula Amar, Ula says, no, there's no Raya. Even the question that you're asking, the Chavre Ad Chavre, is not a Raya that there's two different Tanoim here. It could be it's one Tan, and it could be really that we hold that a Miyun is Mevatel Get. However, at the end of the Mishnah, there's a special reason why in that particular case, a Miyun is not Mevatel Get. Ula Amar Kegoin, Sheshil Shabegitin. She went through, although our Mishnah only speaks about 2 gittin and 5 husbands, she really went through 3 gittin. The Mechse Kigdoilo, anyone looking at her married life would say, this girl must be a Gdoilo. To have a Ktana going through 3 marriages that end in a divorce, that's very not Shchiach, so she must be a Gdoilo. And therefore they will come to think that if we permit through Miyun, although normally we would say that miyun wipes out all the relationships that happened before retroactively, once she's memayan at the end, everything that transpired before is wiped out, and therefore she's not considered a grusha of husbands number 2 and 4. But since she did this 3 times, she looks like a gedolah, and people will think she's not a ktana, she's a gedolah, and she was megurashes, and then she got married to someone else, and after that marriage fell apart, she came back to her original husband. They'll think the masru shasim mishanisas is permitted, and that's why here, and only here, did the Chachamim say that she remains a megurashes, and he cannot take her back. But if it's not a case where she got married 3 times, then ain't a chanami. The miyun would be mevatel, the previous get, and that husband would be able to take her back. The achronim are all bothered with the question here that in our Mishnah, we only see that she was divorced 2 times. How could Ilah say she was divorced 3 times? The Rishash answers that that is the derech that we have many times in Mishnayis, that when they're speaking about multiple things, the Mishnah will only mention 2 times, but really it could have happened 3 times. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilyon HaShas brings down from the Shas and Chuvas of the Bach, that the Bach says that Ula understood our Mishnah to say that we make this special gzeira, that a miyun will not be mevatel get, once we've established that this has happened several times. And this will be told in the Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe holds that a chazaka is established by 2 times. The Mishnah was saying their halacha according to Rebbe Shita. However, la halacha we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel that a chazaka is established by 3 times. So that's why Ula says that the case of our Mishnah, I'm going to say it's speaking about 3 times, although the Mishnah only says 2. The bottom line is that normally we say miyun's mevatel, the previous get. The only time we don't say it is if it's happened enough times to establish a chazaka, according to Rebbe. As our Mishnah states, it's 2 times, and according to Halacha, as Ula states, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, it is 3 times. Now says the Gemara, Mantana, who is the Tana? You're telling me that there is a two different Tanoim, and the one who learned this did not learn this. Where do we see a Tana that in fact holds that a Miyun is not Mevatel Get, and the husband who is Megarsher is not allowed to get remarried to her? Om Rav Yudom Arav, says Rav Yudom Arav, my dichsiv, what is it that is written, meimeinu, our water, because for shasinu, we drank it with money, and as we had to pay for our water. Atseinu, our wood, b'mechir yavoyu, came with a fee. On what is this referring? So this refers to Torah. As the Mesarsha Shas brings down here from the Aruch, that Torah is Nimshal Amayim, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So there was a period in history where Torah had to be bought. And wood, Dorach Laner says, Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba, Eitz Atzeinu, our wood, B'mechir Yavoy, we had to pay a fee for it. When was this referring to? B'shas HaSakana. There was a time when the Romans prohibited the learning of Torah on the penalty of death. And that's the time when Rabbi Kiva was put into prison. B'sha'as ha'sakon, and this baksha halacha zu. This halacha was asked, was needed to be answered at the time of a sakon. And the only way they could get the answer is by paying for it. Harei, what was the question? Harei she yotza merishim beget. Our shiloh over here, this is what Rav says was the question that was posed to Rabbi Kiva in prison. If the first husband let her go with a get, umi sheni, from the second husband she went out, b'miyun, ma'o shetach l'rishin, can she go back to the first husband or not? Sochri adam echad, they hired one person, barbo me'ez zuz, with 400 zuz, v'sholas Rabbi Kiva beis asurin, and they asked Rabbi Kiva this question as he was locked up in prison. They had to pay to receive the answer of Tyran. He snuck into prison, this person, and he asked the shalom to Rabbi Kiva. Va'asr, and he says that is prohibited. They asked us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan, as we learned in the Gemara before, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir lived in Etzivan. So they went to ask the shalom also to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan. Va'asr, he also asked. So here we see it is Rav. And Rav, as we find in the Eitzer HaGoyim, and Rav HaGoyim says, that Rav is considered a Tana. We find in the Gemara Rav Tana Hu Polik. 3 places Rav HaGoyim brings down where Rav is mentioned in the Brisa, except there he's named with his other name of Rav Abba. So Rav is the Tana of our Mishnah who is quoting Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and they hold that the miyun of the second to the second husband will not be mevatel the get of the first husband. As the Gemara said before, we're afraid that the first husband will make gestures to his ex-wife indicating that he wants to remarry her, and that's why she'll make miyun to the second husband, and that's why the Chacham said no. It blibes a get, and you remain usher to marry your former wife. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. However, there's a Tana who argues on this. That's the Tana of the beginning of our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Lezula Yitzrachnu. We didn't have to ask a Shaila to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira concerning this case because Avada it's Mutter. And what's the proof that it's Mutter, says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? Leisser Korasi Tarta. You were Mutter, her, that she didn't, this Tana does not need a get. And you're speaking about an Isser Eishes Ish. Isser Eishes Ish is an Isser Kores. And that you permitted with miyun, and not, you didn't require a get. Le'isser lav le'kol shchein. So certainly, if we have a question, is this Ketana considered legally married and divorced from the first one? And there'll be a shal of master grushas and mishanisas. Le'isser lav le'kol shchein. So certainly, where it's only a lav, it's not a shal, of course. So certainly, we're going to say that she is not considered married or divorced from the first one, and that's why Avad it's Mutter. He disagrees with Rav's understanding of what the Shaila was to Rabbi Akiva and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. He holds it's Vadi Mutter, and the Meforshim explained that although Eishes Ish we know is Bechanic, why does our Gemara say only Isser Kores? And the reason is because a Isser Kores is more frequent because it's not frequent that Adam will see her actually doing znus as an Eishes Ish, and therefore it is only an Isser Kores, which is most frequent. And Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi says, if you permitted her to get separated from her husband through me, and when you're dealing with an Isser Eishes Ish, of Kores, Kavachomer for Machzer Shasoi Misha Nisas. Baram continues. Rav Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, Kach Shalu. This is the question that they asked. And by the way, if you look into Rashi, Divrei HaMaschil, Bekesef Shasinu, at the end, Rashi says, Beferish, Derav Nami Tanahu, Rav is also a Tana, and therefore our Mishnah, it's not surprising if our Mishnah will go according to Rav, who at the end of the Mishnah, who holds that a Miyun would not be Mevatel to get, and he would be also to take her. And the beginning of our Mishnah will be going with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who holds that in that case, he will be Mutter to take back his ex-wife. Beram, says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, what was the question on which Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira prohibited? Kach Sholu, this was the question. Hare, as the Bach puts in, Shehoisa Eishes, Achi Imoi, Shehi Shniloi. What happens if you have a case, and we'll give the following names. You have Reuven, the son of Leah. And Leah has a brother. We'll call him Adam. And Adam was married to this Ketana. So the Ketana was the wife of Reuven's mother's brother, Eishes Achi Imoi. Eishes Achi Imoi makes her, the Ketana, a Shnia to Reuven. Why is it only a Shnia? Why is it not an Erva? Because the Erva Midaraisa is Eishes Achi Ha'av. That's an Erva. And because of that Erva, they prohibited also Midarabon and Eishes Achi Imoi. Now Adam, her husband, dies. She marries Shimon, who is the brother of Reuven from the father, Yaakov. And Shimon then dies. The second marriage, he dies without children. She falls liyibim to her husband's brother, Reuven. But she has already been categorized as being a shniya to Reuven. Now the shaila is, as the Gemara continues, hoysa eishes achi moishihi shniloi. Vinasa alchiv me'aviv umeis. After Adam died, she married Reuven. And then Reuven, the brother of Shimon from the father, died. The question is, this was posed to Rabbi Akiva, Mao Shatimoin Hashda, let her do miyun after the death of her first husband, Vetakrinul and Asun Kamoi, Vetasiabim. And she will be oiker retroactively her marriage to her first husband. She will take away the Isser of Shnias, And she'll do Yibim. And the Bach says that the Marshal takes out the next word, Sarasa. And what's the Shaila? Yesh Miyun L'Acher Misa B'Makom Mitzvah Eloi. Do we say that you could do Miyun after the death of the first husband to annul retroactively that marriage so that she will not be a Shniyah to Reuven, and therefore Reuven will be able to do the Mitzvah D'Raisa of Yibim to his brother Shimon's Almana, to the Yavama? Or don't? Or no, once Adam already died, she cannot do Miyun retroactively to annul that marriage. That was the Shaila. Now Rashi points out that Avada, if it would be a Shaila of an Erva, if Adam, if as a result of marrying Adam, she would be an Erva to Reuven, then there would be no Shaila. It's only because she's a Shniya to Reuven, the Gemara has that Shaila. Says the Gemara, Sachru Shnei Bnei Adam. They hired two people. And the Aruch HaNer wonders why in the first version they hired one person. Here they hired two people. And in fact, the Girsa of the Rif is that it was Sachru Adam Echad, like we had in the Gemara before. So on this Shiloh, they hired one person. Barba Meizus for 400 Zus. Ubo Vishwas Rabbi Kibi Beis Asur. And they went and, or according to our gears, it's two people. They went and they asked Rabbi Kiva the Shaila in prison, Va'asar, and he said, this is prohibited. You cannot do Miyun after the death of her first husband. And they asked the Esra Buda Ben Vaser, but Atziva Va'asar, he also said it's Asar. That was the Shaila which they asked. But in the Shaila of Miyun after Get, according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, that Avada annuls the original marriage, and there is no get, and the first husband is allowed to remarry the his ex-wife. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shian, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shian said, Umoy de Rav, Rav who said, as we had before, Rav is the Tan of the Mishnah who prohibits the one who gave a get to remarry his wife. He says that the Miyun is not Mavatal get, and she is usher to the Megaresh. And why is that? Because we're afraid that the Megaresh will make motions to her, which only she understands, that he wants to remarry her, and he will disrupt the second marriage, and she'll do Miyun to her second husband. Since we're afraid of that, we say that your get remains a get, and it is a case of Machshir Grushasoy, and you're not allowed to marry her. Umay derav, Shemuteres l'achiv shel zeshen esrolov, that the brother of the husband that was Megarisher, she is mutter. Although normally Grushas achiv is usser, but concerning Grushas achiv, we can say that the Miyun works. We don't say that Miyun works legabe her ex-husband, because we don't want him to interfere through gestures to get her to come back to him. But when we look at the ex-husband's brother to concerning him, we will say that the Miyun will go into effect retroactively, and legabe the brother, she's not considered to be Grushas Achiv. That's simple. Who knew the Makas Burimi Zoysov or Kutsoysov? She recognizes the gestures and the lip movements of her ex-husband. Aval Achiv Loi, she doesn't recognize his gestures. She won't understand what he's saying, so we don't have to worry that maybe the brother will try to interfere in her marriage. And on the brother, there's no reason to make Xerah. And Avada, we should say that the Miyun treats her like a Ktana, and retroactively, she was not considered married, legabi the brother, to her ex-husband. So what is Pshita? Why do we have to say this? And Gemara says, no. Mao is saying, I would say, Ligzer Hai, Otto Hai, Kamashvalon. I would say we should regard the brother, Otto, his brother, because the Megarish is Usser. So maybe if we permit the brother, people will think that the Megarish could also marry her. Kamashvalon, no, that the get is good, legabi the brother. He cannot remarry his ex-wife. However, the Megarish's brother is permitted. Rashi asked the question, even though we learned on Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud in the Mishnah, that once there was a get, she is usher in all of his krivim. So why isn't she usher here? So Rashi answers that that's only where she didn't go out further from anyone with Miyun.
But in the case over here, she went out from the second husband with Mion. So Legabi, the Megarish's brother, I say that that Mion retroactively annulled all the relationships, and she's not considered to have been divorced Legabi, the brother. She's only considered to be divorced Legabi, the husband. The Mishnah that says that she's also in his Krivim, that's when the last relationship was through a get, and there was no subsequent Mion. But over here, where there's a subsequent Mion, then she could be mutter to the Megarish's brother. V'yikri Amri, and some say, Omer Rav Yitzhak Bar Yishiya, and the Bach puts in Omer Rav, Kishem Shasur Eloi, Kach Asur Eloi, Ochin Einich Anami, just like we say it's a get, Legabi the Megarish, and she is usher to remarry her ex-husband, so too she will be usher. It will be considered Grushas Ochiv, and she'll be usher even to her, the Megarish's brothers. Frey, the Gemara of Aina Makeres, but she does not recognize the movements, the lip movements and the gestures of the brothers. She only recognizes her husband's. And therefore, why should we make Gzera? The more answers, Gzera Achiv Ota, who the Gzera is the brothers because of him. He, according to the Ikedemri, we do make Gzera. If we're going to allow the brothers to marry her, people will say that the Megarish also can marry her because the Mion was mevatel all the relationships before, and I'll be mutter. Because of that, we have to usser that the brother of the Megarish is usser just like the Megarish himself.